Welcome to the Brand Maturity Method. And hey, how are you? I am Jenna Bewint. I am a brand strategist for personal branding, an offer architect. I teach a bunch of frameworks, some trademarks, some not. Don't steal, I'll be in your DMs. Brand intelligence, 6 P's. I have a whole bunch of frameworks. And I'm an author, a speaker, a multi-hyphenate creative. I do a lot of things. But you're here for one reason. You're here because I help multi-hyphenates and visionary founders evolve their brand identities to match their current brilliance, not just their past achievements. So if you feel like your brand is outdated, mismatched, or just not you anymore, you're absolutely in the right place. We're going to be getting into, in this first module, we're going to be getting of this audio course, we're going to be getting into exploring why your brand is feeling dissonant, why you're feeling dissonance, which is a disconnection from what you're feeling to what is coming out externally. So we're going to explore why, if you're feeling like this sensation of offness or just not right, what that's signaling and where that's coming from. Most people think when they're experiencing this, they need a new logo, a new color palette. They're going to go in Canva, make something cute, use the branding, make something shake. Okay, but that's not it. The real gap is between your internal growth and the external expression is not matching up. So you're basically growing and evolving and your brand is not catching up and you're feeling this huge disconnect, and emotionally it feels like anxious, really, and it feels like a huge disconnection, because this gap often creates friction. So when your brand identity evolves, it's not just your brand is evolving and, oh, I'm not like feeling these logos, these fonts, this typography. It's that you yourself, you're evolving and your brand is not having a chance to evolve with you. So every piece of content, every interaction, every time you try to be visible, it feels like a mask instead of a mirror. So let me start with something that you can relate to. If you've ever looked at your brand, your website, your social media, your messaging, maybe how you introduce yourself when you're at an event, you've decided to pop out. I'm recording this in summer, so we're outside. And you've thought, this just doesn't feel like me anymore. Maybe you've grown, evolved, you've learned new things. You have deepened your expertise and awareness and perspective. Maybe you've traveled and it's just not it anymore. Your brand might be feeling, it might be representing who you were 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, maybe even longer, if we're here being honest, where this is a safe space, you're listening to me and you can be honest. So if that resonates, listen, you are right where you need to be. So lock in for the next 3 days. We're going to be going through what I like to call the brand maturity method. What I've discovered working with hundreds of people, mentoring hundreds of people in this space, working with multi-hyphenates, visionaries, techies, people building great things. Most people think, again, that they need some sort of external refresh when their brand is feeling off. And I want to help you connect your internal growth with your external expression. So let me ask you this, something to reflect on and think about further. When was the last time you consciously updated your brand identity? And if anything I said has already connected with you and you're like, this is exactly where I'm at, you could go ahead and book your brand ID VIP day, and we could just wrap that thing on up. And we could start recalibrating your brand together. So if that's you, go to the email that you got and let's get started on that brand ID VIP day. But I have so much more in store for you. So before we dive in, I want you to grab something to write with, your notebook, your notes app on your phone. Really commit to being present for this whole entire process. While you are listening to this audio course, please turn off notifications. Give yourself the gift of focus, attention, and intention, okay? Also remember, this is not about judgment. Again, we're in a safe space. We're going to get into tomorrow a little bit, later on in this day, not tomorrow. We're going to get into our brand maturity assessment. And I want you to remember, there's no good or bad score. There's just where you are and where you want to go. There's just you now and unlocking that future self state. So the goal is not perfection. I just want you to keep that in mind. It's alignment. So let's get into it. This is our module one, the self audit, to help you diagnose your brand's maturity. I want you to think of your brand as a system, an ecosystem. Every system needs a checkup. Like our OS, our operating system, on our Macs, on our laptops, on our PCs, on our phone. It's a reason that why they tell you to reset your phone every day. Because every system, every well-running system needs a checkup. That's why you got to do a cleanse. You got to do, you got to flush things out to reset and restart. So this self-audit, let's think of it as our brand's diagnostic tool to help us to assess where we are, give us a little checkup. Let's get into it. So let's walk through what the checklist is going to be about and how it's designed to help you see where you're thriving or where you might have unconsciously outgrown your brand. I use one of my frameworks, which is called a 6P's framework, to do this. It is purpose, positioning, perception, proof, process, and presence to help us make this kind of diagnosis, okay? Purpose is, how has your mission or your vision expanded? Positioning is, are you still in the right niche or industry category? Perception is your audience perception in sync with your current genius? Proof is, does your content, your receipts, your testimonials, anybody who knows me know I love a good receipt, your social proof, all those things, is it reflective of your best work? Your process, are your systems scalable for where you are now? Your presence, does your visibility align with your value and your vision? So let's go. I need about 20 minutes of your time to get through this first day. And we will wrap it up. You will be able to do your assessment. So purpose, that's where we're going to start. That's the foundation of everything. Your purpose is your why, not just why you started your business, your brand, not just why you're working in the profession that you're working in, but why you continue to get up and show up for it each and every day. What we see happening with a lot of people, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a professional founder, whatever have you, is you start with one purpose and one mission and one driving force. But as you grow, as you serve more people, as you get more experience, as you do more testing, more experimenting, you begin to see that the problems that you want to solve in the world and how you're showing up solving those problems, it expands. Your purpose expands. It deepens. It becomes more nuanced, really more personal to you. I like to say, like, personal branding is super personal. Like, you cannot separate the purpose from the personal in that regard. So often your brand messaging is still talking about that original idea that you had, or that original purpose that you had. It's like now you're driving a Tesla. Not a Tesla. It's like now you're driving a Benz, but your license plate still says you're driving a Honda, right? It's not aligning. So if you downloaded, if you're in this audio course, you'll see, and if you downloaded the ebook, you'll see that there is a purpose assessment somewhere in there, the email or the audio book. So I want you to, when it comes to purpose, think through these questions. What was your original why? How has that evolved as you've grown? When you talk about your work now, what gets you most excited? And what problems do you want to solve now in the world that you couldn't solve a year ago? So the gap between your original purpose and your current purpose is often where that feeling of being off is coming from. So as you take that assessment, if your current brand messaging accurately reflects your new evolved purpose, you should give yourself 10 points. Depending on where you are there, you can give yourself a 2, a 5, but most people is going to land between a 5 and an 8, and that's normal. So positioning. This is your strategic tone for how you are positioning yourself in the marketplace. It's how people categorize you and who they compare you to. So here's a story that might sound familiar. You might have started off as a business coach, but now you are a strategic partner and visionary specialist for purpose-driven female entrepreneurs. So you see how like the positioning there is very different from just saying you're a business coach to saying I'm a strategic partner and visionary specialist for purpose-driven female entrepreneurs. Right? Or you may have started and you might have just said, I'm a marketing consultant. But now your work has gotten so dialed in that you're a brand narrative architect. So you see the difference there. The problem is that your website and your messaging and your Instagram and your LinkedIn and your TikTok still says that you're just a business coach. Your positioning has not evolved with your expertise. So positioning is not just about what we call ourselves. It's about what category do people put you in when they think of you? Who do they compare you to, or who do they compare you with? Whose name comes up in conversations about you, alongside you? How much do they expect to pay for your services? Where do they subconsciously price you because of your positioning and your branding? What level of expertise do people assume that you have due to your positioning? So when we're doing our positioning audit, we're going to look at how do you currently describe what you do? What category or industry do people put you in? Who are you compared to? And is that the right comparison? Does your positioning reflect your current level of expertise? I'm going to just read that again. I felt like that was a lot. So how do you currently describe yourself? Describe what you do. What category or industry do people put you in? Who are you compared to? And is that the right comparison? And does your positioning reflect your current level of expertise? So if somebody looked at your positioning and immediately understood your unique value and your expertise, listen, baby, you blew that out the water. Your score is high. You're on that, okay? If they're confused or underestimate, then you probably are going to have a lower score for this one.
Perception analysis. Perception is where it's gonna get spicy now. It's getting sticky. Okay. It's getting spicy when it comes to perception. Okay. It's really heating up because this is the gap between how you see yourself and how others see you. How you talk to yourself and how you see yourself is so important. Like, if you're getting up with that I'm a one-on-one energy, it really shows in your branding, in your nonverbal communication, in how you describe yourself and how you show up in the room and how you take up space is so super important. And I think this is something that people overlook and downplay. I've worked with somebody that called themselves, I had a client call themselves a transformational leadership expert, right? They had deep expertise in executive presence, executive experience, psych training. But when I took a look at her branding and did an audit and surveyed her audience, they pretty much saw her as a motivational speaker who gave inspirational pep talks. So the perception gap was costing her coins. It was costing her premium clients and premium pricing. And that's what a perception gap does to your brand, to your business, to your bottom line. And so here's what creates those perception gaps. It's when your content, it doesn't reflect your depth of expertise. Your visual brand feels amateur compared to your level of knowledge, right? Your branding, it doesn't say I'm a one of one, I'm an MVP, I'm that girl, I'm that dude. You really him, you really her. It's not saying that, okay? It's saying like, I could take it or leave it. And your messaging is focused on inspiration instead of transformation. Woo! Let me say that again. I felt the Holy Ghost on that for real. Your messaging is focusing on inspiration and not transformation. So you are not telling people the value or the impact that working with you, whatever it is that you have to offer, merch, clothing line, services, products, whatever it is that you got a app, whatever it is that you do, how your content and your messaging is coming across and the narrative that you're putting out there, it's just inspirational. And inspiration by itself is not going to drive income. Not in 2025 when we got inflation. I'm just not going to say anything else. You're showing up in spaces that don't match your authority level. And this is a big one. Like, it's certain rooms that I'm not going to show up in because I feel like that's going to downgrade my branding and my positioning. A lot of things about branding is about saying no. And also about who your brand is next to. So if you're positioning your brand as a luxury brand, you can't be next to Ross Dress for Less. It doesn't add up. It's not going to make sense, right? So that's what we talk about when we're talking about perception, right? So for this part of the assessment, I want you to really be real and honest about what your brand is saying from an external perception standpoint. How do people introduce you to others? Really take some time to reflect on these questions and give yourself a score on the worksheet, or if you're just doing this on paper. What do people ask you about most often, or ask you for advice on, or call you in their really, I don't want to say desperate, their time of need to get an answer for. If someone visited your website, what level of expertise would they assume that you have? And if they visited your LinkedIn, same, TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, do people come to you for quick fixes or do people come to you for like real work and transformation, right? And they want real honest answers. They want you to help them fix their life or their problem. Listen, I know this is a little touchy and might sting a little bit, but these answers are pure gold for understanding where you are in brand maturity and how you can get focused on your brand's evolution, which is what we're all trying to get to and striving for. So kudos to you. We are halfway through. I'm here for it. I love it for you. Okay. Proof evaluation. That is our next piece. So the proof is the evidence, your receipts, your testimonials, your case studies, your results, any credentials you have, any media mentions, any, you know, features that have you've been on, anything that backs up your claim about being an expert or being an expertise in your space. And here's a trap where most people fall into here. They're using proof from earlier versions of themselves that they're not aligned to. And that's why their branding is not lining up with where they are now and where they want to go to. They're using proof from earlier stages in their business or their career. They have a testimonial about helping somebody get organized when now they help people build seven-figure businesses. They're using testimonials or receipts or credentials from when they help somebody get a raise and now they help people secure job offers of 150K and above. So you see how that's not the same thing. They have case studies that's about basic strategy when now they do complex organizational transformation for Fortune 500 companies that are all in the $50 million revenue mark, you know? Your proof has to match your current positioning. If you're positioning yourself as a premium expert, you gotta have premium receipts. You gotta be showing premium results that you're getting from your clients, your job, your customers. So let's do a quick proof audit. And then let's answer these questions and let's do a score. So do your testimonials reflect your current level of work? Are your case studies recent and relevant to what you do now? Do your credentials support your current positioning? Would someone look at your proof and be willing to pay you what your current rates are or what you're currently asking for or your current salary requirements? So if you scored high, it means that your proof supports your evidence or your receipts and how you've evolved. If you've scored low, then your receipts are probably outdated, or the results that you are saying that you have, it doesn't match your current positioning, which is okay. Like, we will deal with that later on in this course. Do not get overwhelmed or underwhelmed. And then we got two more to go. So stick with me, we're almost done. The process review is about your systems. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I'm lower. This is probably where I'm lowest. This is where I've scored the lowest in my entire branding maturity exercise. And this is where I know that I need to mature and work here. The process is about your systems. It's about your methodology, your way of working, and a lot of entrepreneurs and professionals that get stuck here because their processes have not scaled to their current growth or where they want to grow. Maybe you started with a simple process. Maybe you started with no process. You were just winging it. But now you have a sophisticated methodology with multiple phases, steps, custom tools, all kinds of tools that you're using. Or maybe you're still delivering everything manually when you should have systems and templates to support what you're doing, right? Here's why process matters for your brand, period. People buy processes as much as they buy outcomes. When somebody comes to, I kill this in interviews, like professionally, corporate, but for my business, not as much consistently. If you have a framework or you have a system or you can talk somebody through A to B, A to G, whatever, A to D, on how you get results or how you do something, or the specialized way, I call it your IP, which is really the secret sauce to any kind of making money, especially online now. But if you have that system or framework that you could talk somebody through and show them visually even better what it is, how you get transformation or how you do whatever you do, that's where the money resides. People buy into that. That really impresses people. That really gives a professional luxury perception of your brand. So when somebody hires you, whether that be a job or your business, they want to know that there's a proven path to get them success. They want to know that it's a proven way that you do things that gets results. So if your process is unclear, outdated, or doesn't match your expertise level, it's going to undermine everything else about your brand. So here are the process assessment questions for you to go through and think about. Do you have a clear, documented methodology for how you work? Does your process reflect your current level of sophistication? Can you explain your process in an easy to understand way that builds confidence in your work? Are your systems scalable for every level of clients you want? High scores here means that you have a clear, sophisticated process that matches your expertise. You are good. You are killing the game in this. Low scores mean your process either needs evolution or you need clarity in explaining the process. And then lastly, let's go to the presence check. This is the vibes check. This is the fun check, the visibility check, okay? Presence. This is my world here. I love presence. It's about visibility. It's about your energy. It's about how you're showing up in the world. I love to step out and show out, even if we're talking digitally and in person. So, you know, my presence is going to be felt wherever it is that I'm going and whatever it is that I'm doing. Presence includes not only how you show up, but where you show up, how often you show up, the energy that you bring, and whether that visibility matches your value. Okay? Visibility and value is going to go together all day. I see it all the time. Brilliant experts hiding in small places when they know they should be showing up bigger and boldly, more boldly. People hiding their brilliance from a bigger stage, or people showing up everywhere with energy that doesn't match their expertise level. Your presence should match your positioning. If you're a premium expert, you should have premium presence. If you solve big problems, you should have big visibility. I know y'all felt that because I did. Let's get into our assessment. Are you visible where your ideal clients spend time the most? If you're not visible to the people that you need to be displaying or demonstrating how you add value to, it's also still a form of hiding. Does your energy match your expertise level when you show up? Are you showing up consistently or sporadically? Because again, you're hiding your brilliance. Do people see you as accessible, or do people see you as an authority, a change maker, a taste maker in your particular field or whatever it is that you do? So if you've scored high in this presence category, that means that you feel aligned to your value and your expertise in actually displaying that. If you scored low, that means you could be hiding in some areas of your brilliance, you could be inconsistent, or the ways you're showing up, it doesn't match your positioning. So let's take about 5 minutes to calculate the brand maturity score, because that's what we're here for on today. This is the moment of truth. You're going to calculate your brand maturity score. Each of these six P's, each category that we went through, I'm going to run them down top to bottom. Purpose, positioning, perception, proof, process, and presence are our six P's. And so each one adds up to 10 points. So in each category, you can score yourself on 1 to 10, giving you a possible score of 60 points. The math is mathing. Here's how we're going to interpret those results. If you had a score of 50 to 60 points, congratulations. Your brand is highly aligned, okay? It is giving. At the top level, at the highest of highs, is top tier. Your maintenance mode is minor, with minor optimizations that you can make to get to the next level of brand maturity. If you scored 40 to 49 points, you have good alignment, but there are some key areas that need attention. Focus on your low scoring P's first. So get on your P's. 30 to 39 points. You are moderately aligned. You are ready for a significant brand evolution across multiple areas, but we can get there. 20 to 29 points. You have major gaps, but guess what? It's now time for a comprehensive brand transformation that your girl is here to help you with. And then if you have below 20 points, we need to do a complete brand overhaul. We need to do a rescue. There is a man or a woman down. Don't worry. This just means that you have a huge opportunity for growth, a huge opportunity to pop out with the brilliance that you have, and we can work together on that. So creating your priority action plan to increase your brand maturity, whatever it is that you scored, this is what I want you to do right now. These are your next steps. First, let's identify your lowest scoring P. That's your priority area, the place where you need to focus the most attention, and that's going to have the biggest impact in your branding and how you are showing up online and offline, because in 2025, branding is just as much online and offline. We need to have a whole ecosystem brand ecosystem. Secondly, identify your highest scoring P. This is your strength. This is the area you're already working in that you can build on. Third, let's look for patterns. Let's look for things that are repetitive in your branding, gaps that are showing up more than once. So are your gaps mostly in how you present yourself in the world? That could be perception, proof, or presence. Or is it something that's a little bit deeper in the foundation of your branding? Is it your purpose, positioning, or process? So when one or more of your P's are out of sync, your brand starts to lose coherence. That means that your brand starts to lose trust and attraction from whoever it is, your audience, your customer, your client, the job, the field you're trying to be in, your career field. So that's internally and externally. And recognizing these realignments really gives you agency to course correct. So that's why I said, don't be sad. Don't feel some type of way. Don't come for the messenger if the branding is off, because now you have agency and you have insight into why and how. And that's the most important thing. So I'm going to wrap this up now. Our day two is going to be on my origin framework, and that's crafting the origin story, the foundation of your brand that's going to help you evolve with you, help your brand evolve with you. So which one of the six P's feels most misaligned in your brand right now? So that's your homework, to check out which one of those six P's feels most aligned, misaligned in your brand right now. And if your score places where you have a brand gap, right? If you are in the 30 to 39, the 20 to 29, the below 20 points that you put on the board in your brand assessment, I want you to know that there is a space for you, a seat for you in the Brand ID VIP Day. And that is my strategic half-day session where I help you with your brand evolution and your brand strategy and building out your brand world and brand ecosystem. There is a link in your email for you to check that out. And you will hear from me. I will be back in your ear tomorrow.